Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Let's see.
Good morning.
You're the silly.
And I'm super excited that he's standing with us, Jerry.
I know. In 22 years, I think it's the first time I've seen him stand during the show.
That's right. That's pretty amazing.
It was so weird. Well, the music started to play, you looked over at Jerry and said, I think I'm going to stand, and you've never asked. It's kind of like you were asking permission.
She wasn't asking. She was reminding me to get off my lazy butt and stand
and then
up with
you stood up.
Gently reminding is what I was doing.
So in 22 years, well, I have buttons I have to push. I'm texting the producer. I'm watching the buttons. Leave me alone. I'm just doing this to please you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
We do appreciate it.
If you just tuned in, or people are wondering what the heck is going on, this is Leading Edge Medicine. That's right. And hour number two, actually. You mentioned just real briefly, Dr. Umat, at the end of hour one, something about sleep and what have you. So during the break between hour one and right now.
You fell asleep?
Yeah. No, he's standing. So, he doesn't have sleep apnea.
We were talking about the relationship between sleep and pain.
Yes.
And I find that absolutely fascinating because that has been an issue in times past, for me. So why don't we talk about that?
Well, sleep and pain are tightly correlated.
Absolutely.
Obviously, if you hurt, it's hard to get decent sleep.
Right.
Okay. But there are also studies showing that consistently interrupting people's sleep will trigger pain episodes, even in people that do not have a otherwise cause for pain. You can give somebody a fibromyalgia syndrome in which they get essentially total body pain by just disrupting their sleep over and over and over again for a week.
Come on.
You know, and fibromyalgia is real. You know, it's not something people make up.
No.
When I've examined people in my past practices, they have severe and significant trigger points that cause disruptive life patterns for them because of that pain.
They do. But the fact is that sleep is an important physiologic function.
It is.
And if you set an alarm and wake someone up every hour, because they've done this in the laboratories, sleep labs, and you wake them up every hour, every night for a week, they start developing fibromyalgia-like symptoms.
Sure.
You know, you are changing their electrophysiology and their inflammatory indices so that you can induce a chronic, diffuse pain state just by disrupting sleep.
Right, yeah.
And what they're finding in the studies now is that if people have chronic pain issues, just giving them drugs to cover up their pain is less effective than treating their sleep and their pain.
Right.
Oh.
You need to address both issues.
So when your doctor just gives you some opioids or painkillers, that's not...
That's addressing one of your paired issues. But to get the best results, you need to address both sleep and pain.
Right.
The question is, how? With what? Well, it turns out that the most commonly used, quote, sleeping pills, the benzodiazepine family, are terribly ineffective at this. They do not help pain worth a hoot. They knock you out.
They do knock you out,
but yes. They give you an abnormal sleep pattern, and it doesn't improve your pain.
Okay.
So, and the single most effective, quote, drug that has been found to treat both pain and sleep is melatonin.
Pain and sleep.
Sleep, yes.
Or I should say sleep.
And pain. Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. By giving people adequate doses of melatonin at bedtime and improving their sleep pattern with the natural brain occurring hormone, you actually decrease their pain during the daytime, even though it's not, strictly speaking, a pain drug.
It is not, right, yeah.
So using something like melatonin at night along with a non-addictive, non-narcotic sort of analgesic during the daytime.
Yeah.
Whether it be something topical like massage or, you know, a transdermal cream or the relief factor or aspirin or anything else you're taking for pain, in a conjunction with melatonin at night seems to help.
There seems to be a big question mark or disparity as it relates to how much melatonin to take. So you have people out there listening to us right now that are maybe going to be tempted to go get it. What do you tell them?
It needs to be personalized. The dose needs to be adjusted to your personal physiology.
How do you do that?
Well, at our clinic, we have 1 milligram, 2 milligram, 3 milligram, 5 milligram, 10 milligram.
Right.
And
we based on their response to it, we titrate to their response. So some people will do just fine with 1. Others will need as much as 10. Unfortunately, it's not an easy thing to measure. Now, there are labs measuring melatonin level. My problem with that has always been you have to put on the light at night to measure, to spit, to get the measurement. And so if you're putting on the light, then the melatonin, how can you measure melatonin levels?
Well, right? I don't know. Maybe you can pee in the dark. I have no idea.
I thought you said spit.
It is a spit test. Okay. It's a saliva test. Okay.
But if I'm going to get up at 3 a.m, I'm going to go pee.
Well, okay. Thank you. We needed to know that.
It is.
Well, I'll tell you my little story. I stopped taking melatonin for no good reason at all. I have no idea why I stopped. But I started taking it again about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I started off with 3, which is what I had determined years ago was what I dealt with well.
But you're now
and
older.
But I'm now older. And then so I tried taking 2 threes. And I started having intense dreams.
Yeah.
And I know you've talked about
were
that.
Were they good intense dreams? Bad intense dreams?
They were not good. They weren't necessarily nightmares. They were just so intense. And they woke me up.
Yeah. Mm.
They woke me up like at 4 or 5 in the morning. They woke me up and I was just, it might have been about politics. It might have been about just some business issue that normally I can just handle business problems. But I understand that's not untypical.
It is very typical. And the fact is that is one of the triggers we use to tell you if you have exceeded what you should be taking.
Right.
If you take too much melatonin, your dreams will become extremely intense, and they will disrupt your rest.
I went back to 3 two nights ago.
Uh-huh.
Slept like a baby.
Yeah. Now, see, my wife needs 3. I need 10.
Vicky needs 10.
Yeah. And I take 10 milligrams of melatonin with 2 stress guard.
Mm.
So do we.
Yeah. And 2 stress guards and 10 of melatonin, and I sleep like a baby.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I wake up every 2 hours crying for milk.
That's not right. Okay. So here's the deal. This is, and maybe some of you may get tired of me saying this, but where can you get this kind of information? Where can you get this kind of information. And
sprinkled heavily with levity.
Yes. You know, it is very true. We have a lot of fun doing this.
We do.
And quite frankly, I don't think I'd want to do it if we had to be serious all the time. No. We get serious. I sometimes see tears come to both of your eyes and as mine when we deal with some of these issues. But I'll tell you, the greatest joy it is when we know when we have additional patients that can take advantage of this type of information, because you just don't get it elsewhere. How many primary care physicians are going to tell you about all the ins and outs of melatonin? Oh, and with that in mind, there's more advantages.
Oh, yeah.
To melatonin than just sleep. So real quickly, what have we got? Yeah, we've got a couple of minutes more. What are some of the other advantages of melatonin?
Melatonin, if you take it in the evenings, boosts your immune response.
That's kind of important, isn't
it? It's very important. And in fact, there are some oncologists that use very high doses of melatonin. As part of cancer therapy. I mean, they'll use 20 to 40 milligrams two and three times a day.
Well, there's also literature to support its use in preventing cancer, not just in treatment.
No, I understand. But the oncologist is usually seeing you after you've got a cancer.
Exactly.
Which is why they're using it.
Well, the reason why I decided to get back on it again, I'm pretty careful. You've got me on a number of supplements and what have you. Building my immune system, keeping it strong, is very important, especially during a pandemic. I mean,
yes,
let's face
it.
And so I realize I'm an idiot, and that's why I got back on it. As there's just one more little thing I can do that might help build my immune system. But how many people are going to get that kind of information? So let me just say, I know we've got to go to a break here in just a few minutes, but I just want to say this. I use the term, this is just another small slice of the pie of the longevity pie and why you need longevity. Without it, you're missing out on leading edge truth. That's the leading edge of science. And so I encourage you. I'm going to do it again and tell you again, why not take advantage of our free health analysis appointments? It's a new year. This could be, I'm not a big New Year's resolution kind of a guy, even though I've got one this year and I'm maintaining it. But it could be a turning point for many of our listeners. In fact, quite frankly, statistically, we know it's going to be, because you are going to go to your computer and you're going to go to lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com, our homepage right there in the middle of the homepage. You'll see a button that says schedule now, and you can make your own free health analysis appointment. If you're new to this program, you'll know that in this free health analysis appointment, you get a blood test, and you also get the special in-body test. And together, combined, and you get the information, by the way, on the spot during the appointment. You don't have to come back for the information. You get the information right there. And with that, you'll understand what some of your basic health risks are that you probably are not aware of. Or maybe you have a hunch and you'd like to confirm, that kind of a thing. And with that, you have the information to make a decision to do something about it or not. So we're not asking you to make any decisions other than let us do some free things for you. And you evaluate then when you have the information. That's when you should make a decision. Anyway, I hope you will do that. Go to lmclinic.com and push that schedule now button, and you will see. It's easy to make an appointment at any one of our three clinics, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. Now, if you don't have a computer, you can call us at 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-Y-O-U-N-G. All right? Okay, we're going to go to a break just a little bit early here. But when we come back, I've got another question for you guys, and then we're going to take some calls. Don't go far. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and we'll be back.
Aging gracefully is a terrible option. Learn to live to your fullest potential. It's a lot more fun. Stay tuned for more.
When considering stem cell therapy, it only makes sense to consider the only doctor with over 30 years of legitimate experience in pain management that deals with stem cell therapy. And that's Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho. Listen to what a satisfied patient had to say.
Dr. Dan, God bless you, brother. I tell you, I had stem cell treatment about 4 months ago on my right knee, and I'm like a new man, doctor. I mean, it is unbelievable. I was in a lot of pain, and I'd had cortisone shots, and there was another doctor that I had seen, and of course, they were talking about the surgery route. I listened to your show, came in to see you, and you did the treatment, and it's just truly amazing. I'm like a new man in the right knee. I am one pleased individual.
You should consider stem cell therapy, but call someone with experience. Dr. Dan Nelson with ProOrtho in Kirkland. 425-823-4000. 425-823-4000.
I would like to thank you for having this program and for having your longevity program. If I listen on the radio, I always learn something, and it keeps me on the straight and narrow. I think, boy, I need to take some more responsibility for myself.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over.
Hey, welcome back. Pete Talbot here, along with these two wonderful people. Dr. Jerry Mixon, founder and chief medical officer of Longevity Medical Clinics, and the assistant medical director, Dr. Samira Umat. Together, they've got information. Quite frankly, I'm not sure where else people will go to be able to get this all in one place. And I love what this dear lady just said coming back from the break, that she doesn't know what she would do without the show, and also as a patient that we happen to know. Very, very happy camper, you might say. And with that in mind, I'm going to take a little detour. Well, I better say again, if you want to make a free health analysis appointment, simply go to our website, lmclinic.com. Let's make 2021 a good year for you, a transition year, a better year. Yes, that's possible. It is. Go to lmclinic.com or call. You can call at 866-86-YOUNG.
All right. Samara, you were questioning.
Yeah, I was asking, what are you smiling and laughing about?
Well, that is such a dangerous question to ask.
I know it is dangerous, but I have to ask.
Okay. What are you thinking?
Well, that song just triggered memories of this morning. Before I left the house.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And my wife was wearing the cat around her neck like a stole.
Okay.
The cat loves to ride around my wife's neck. She just drapes it with a belly and her front and hind legs hang over her chest.
Okay.
Really?
And the cat rides around the house while she does housework. It's kind of weird. But this morning, I was getting ready to leave, and all of a sudden I heard her put on one of her favorite waltzes, and she came dancing over to me wearing her cat, grabbed me in her arms, and we went waltzing across the kitchen floor, me and my two felines.
Oh my goodness.
My wife and her cat, as we were dancing to her favorite waltzes.
Wonderful.
What a wonderful send-off in the morning for work, right?
You better believe it. Look, we don't do this often, but we've actually been doing about once a month for the last year or so, talking about Bella Medica, which is the aesthetic division of Longevity Medical Clinic. And it's interesting, the relationship between aesthetics and health. This is one thing that we want to make very, very clear. Yes, there are aesthetic practices all over the place, but how many are basically managed by an organization like Dr. Samira Umat as the medical director for Bella Medica. That relationship is between health, general health, and aesthetics is very real, and it's important. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, my goodness, it is. I mean, I'm surprised every day about how people are offering some part of aesthetic medicine in their practice without care or concern for so many of the protocols and, you know, without thinking through of the safety of the patients. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it kind of worries me. And I was even talking to a colleague this morning and I said, make sure you do the right thing by the patient, right? Don't just do it because you have it available. That's not the right way to practice.
That's right.
And so, you know, with the Bella Medica, again, as you know, it's been there for a very long time.
Yeah, about 15 years or something.
Yeah, and I've always said it was our stepchild. And then over the course of time, it's become important because we've realized how important health and wellness and how you look are intertwined with each other.
When we think of aesthetics, a lot of people think of, you know, facials and skin care, removing brown spots and things. By the way, I'm going in this coming week. To take care of some brown spots on my hands and face. But one thing that has just taken off like a scald rabbit, which is wonderful, is our hair restoration.
Yeah. Your personal well-being is affected by how you look and the image that you portray outside. And a study actually done with Botox and depression confirmed that people who use Botox are likely to be less depressed and to be able to come off of their prescription medications just because they don't look sad anymore. So that when you look at yourself in the mirror, that image of the lines that cause the sad impact, there is a psychological connection there.
Sure.
So similarly, with when you are doing well on the inside with your endocrine system health rejuvenated, your right nutrition, your diet, right diet protocol, and you're now feeling better about yourself, you can extend that a little bit further by affecting your overall personality, look the way you feel.
Yep.
And there are many things you can do. You know, it depends upon what's important to you. In aesthetics, which is a young science, 20-year-old, changing constantly, it isn't about a matter of what the physician thinks you need. It's not an illness. It is a matter of what is important to you personally. So if you have a genetic component of hair loss, which, by the way, is very common, and that bothers you, know that there is something that you can do to prevent that, reverse it, and protect further hair loss that's non-surgical.
And the thing most folks don't realize, even many physicians don't seem to recognize, that by age 50, 50% of women have significant thinning of their hair.
Yes, they do.
You know, we think of hair loss in terms of men,
mm-hmm.
but half of the women in the country at menopause are already noticing significant hair loss.
That's right.
And the younger we get them on a restoration program, the better job we can do of thickening their hair back up.
Absolutely correct. And it's some women will accommodate for it. They'll grow out their hair. They'll part it a different way. Their stylist will tell them they notice something.
They start spraying different stuff on to create the hair look thicker.
Yeah.
But it's even better to grow the hair thicker again.
That's exactly right.
And we have the technology to do that.
Right. And the important thing that Dr. Mixon mentioned is that the sooner you get on that program, the better your results will be in saving your own natural hair.
Yeah. You know, your hairs will start getting thinner.
Yes.
That is the actual caliber of the individual hairs. They will become thinner. We refer to them as fine hairs.
Yes.
They were quite coarse when you were young, big, thick things. They get skinnier and skinnier and skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
Then they slow down in their growth.
Right.
And then the hair follicle eventually stops growing big, dark hairs.
Right.
Then, several years later, that hair follicle will fade away and die.
Yes.
Once it dies, we can't bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
It's dead. We don't do resurrections. We do rejuvenations. But even hair follicles that are not currently growing hair are not necessarily dead.
Yeah.
And we can often bring back to activity follicles that have not kicked out a hair for several years.
Right.
And follicles that are putting out skinny, puny hairs can almost always be brought back to being big, robust, dark hair that shows.
Yeah. And it's fascinating when we look at the microscopic pictures, and the patients view that with me and the esthetician. We show them an area where they have good, robust hair, and we look at the hair quality over there, and we look at what the hair quality is in an area where they're starting to thin. And for women, that's pretty much global. For men, it's more in the male pattern area. But when you look at that area where they're thinning, you can see the stark difference. Not only are there patches where there's no hair follicles, but the remaining hair follicles are much thinner and wispier than the thicker, more robust. Mm-hmm. And it's those thin, wispy ones that we can guarantee that we can help restore.
That's right.
And they pick up more volume. And then, as Dr. Mixon mentioned, with the treatment and ongoing care, some people will need more care, some will need less. You can actually see more hair follicles than before because we're dropping the growth factors right at the follicles. Mm-hmm. And they're using that to rejuvenate themselves.
Yeah. We actually put 9 separate growth factors initially right down at the base of the hair follicle. And then we put kind of fertilize it twice more with growth factors in the more superficial areas of the skin.
Correct.
The microneedling.
Yes.
With the microneedling. So We do this basically as 6 treatments in a 6-month period.
Right.
We actually start with the diode laser.
Yes.
Which doesn't usually grow a lot of new hair in and of itself. What it does is it dilates the blood vessels.
Right.
So you get better blood supply to the scalp. That in and of itself can make some hair start to grow.
Yes.
But then we do the injections at the base, mm-hmm. at the beginning of the 2nd month, and then the 3rd and 4th month, we do the microneedling to put the platelet-rich plasma superficially.
Right.
Then we do another one down deep.
Yeah.
And then the next 2 months, we do them superficial. And then we re-photograph everything, show you the difference between the beginning and 6 months. And then most people are going to need a touch-up every year or so.
Right. Yeah. And again, like I said, the younger patients get amazing results. The older patients require a little bit more treatment. So we do touch-ups. But it's important to show the difference. And at the same time, we're also using some product. We do use a shampoo, and then we have another hair care line that we carry that has some DHT suppressors like saw palmetto, antioxidants like vitamin C that also helps. So if you are looking for some product, they will rejuvenate and help with along with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So while you're waiting for the interim phase, we have people getting on those special products along with minoxidil.
So about a 6-month initial program. And then depending on your age and the result and what we're trying to achieve, still a touch-up or follow-up program.
Yeah. And the patients, I mean, it's been heartwarming for me to see the results for the patients.
Results is everything.
It is.
Or are everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is so encouraging. It's fun talking to patients that have been on the program now for a few months, and they're starting to see. You take pictures at every appointment, every procedure.
We do.
So they can see the difference. A very exciting microscopic camera that is used. It's all done so well, folks. I just want to encourage you, if this is an area of interest to you, simply go to bellamedica.com. Beautiful medicine. Bellamedica.com.
And if you're a woman, and even if you're not menopausal, let's say you're 40s or late 30s, and you're noticing that your hair is getting thinner, don't wait till you have big bald spots. The sooner you intervene, the better result we're going to get.
And with that, just let me point out that at bellamedica.com, we have some free, what we call, beautiful new you consultations. That's pretty cool. Beautiful new you consultations. And you simply make your own appointment. When you come in for your free appointment, you meet with a master esthetician. And when it comes to the hair restoration program, you also get to meet with this nice lady right here, our medical director, Dr. Umat. So easy to do. Simply go to bellamedica.com and push the schedule now button, and the schedule will pop up. You just answer a few quick questions, and the calendar for those free hair restoration appointments will be right on the screen. You just click on the appointment that is good for you, and boom, it's yours. So how about making 2021 the year that you take care of maybe your balding, your thinning hair, whatever? Great opportunity. And we do have a little extra incentive for you. I'm happy to say we're continuing on with $100 of free professional grade skincare products. Not the stuff that you buy at the grocery store or at the hardware store, but okay, the Walgreens. Maybe not the hardware store. I don't know where you get this stuff.
I think he was, you know, thinking of spackle or something.
Yeah,
I don't know what he's thinking of.
In any event, $100 of free skincare products as well. Again, go to bellamedica.com, bellamedica.com. And if you would like to make an appointment by calling, we do have our special toll-free number for Bella Medica, 844-744-4844. I'll give it again, 844-744-4844. And with that in mind, we need to go to a break. We're just a hair late. And I think when we come back, we'll take some calls.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Listen to past programs by going to lmclinic.com.
Longevity Medical Clinic is happy to announce that Longevity Development, the business and marketing arm of Longevity Medical Clinic, has entered a strategic management relationship with Paramount Pharmacy. As a medical clinic, we cannot tell anyone where they have to go to fill their compounded prescriptions. We can only make suggestions. But for the last 2 years, we have referred our patients to Paramount Pharmacy for three key reasons. Excellent quality control, excellent pricing, and excellent customer service. And now, due to our new management oversight and relationship, Longevity Development and Paramount are actually working together to better serve our patients. A team approach to better healthcare. It truly can make a difference. And now, to celebrate and to convince you that we truly feel we can better serve your health needs while saving you money, Paramount has agreed to make an offer to all new patients willing to give Paramount a try. On your first prescription only, Paramount is offering you a 90-day supply for their 30-day cost. That's right, a 90-day prescription for the 30-day cost. All you need to do is call Paramount at 425-251-1660. It's as simple as that. Call 425-251-1660.
Hey there, friends. This is Pete Talbot. And when you hear about a doctor on Leading Edge Medicine, I think you know that doctor is someone you can trust. And that's certainly the case with Dr. Michael Gilbert with Northwest Vision Institute. He's a nationally recognized and board certified ophthalmologist that Dr. Mixon and all the longevity doctors refer our patients to when they need cataract or LASIK surgery. And Dr. Gilbert is a cornea specialist, too. Bottom line, if you're a regular listener to Leading Edge Medicine, you already know you always need a doctor that is on the leading edge of what the science says is possible, not what was possible 15 years ago. Truth is, a lot of people get real nervous when it comes to their eyes. I understand that. Real nervous, which is why I suggest if you haven't had your eyes checked in a while or you already know you have a problem with your eyesight, call Dr. Michael Gilbert at Northwest Vision Institute with clinics in Bellevue and Totem Lake. You might ask, who does Dr. Mixon see? Who do Vicki and I see? Who do I refer my family and friends to? Dr. Michael Gilbert. Go ahead, schedule your own appointment by calling 425-450-2020. 425-450-2020.
We decided we needed something to make us feel younger and healthier. I didn't want to do it by myself. I knew that Larry had to come with me.
Since I've become a longevity patient, I just feel wonderful now.
If you're thinking about attending a seminar, go. You have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Longevity is a miracle for us.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Hey, welcome back. You know, during the break, we got a call from someone, just wanted a little reminder, had a question about Bella Medica. We talked about it a few minutes ago. Just quickly, yes, the appointments are free. We call them the beautiful new you consultations. And they're free, where you meet with a master esthetician. And Bella Medica is the aesthetic division of Longevity Medical Clinic. And we decided about 6 months or so ago to make our appointments free, even with our master esthetician, so you can come in and really have all your questions answered and what have you. And especially as we talked about the hair restoration program, yes, you can make your appointment online. Real quickly, I'll just tell you, go to bellamedica.com. bellamedica.com, B-E-L-L-A-M-E-D-I-C-A, bellamedica.com. Beautiful medicine. How appropriate. Anyway, you push the schedule for an appointment now button, and it is easy to do. It, for the hair restoration appointments, yes, you'll meet with our master esthetician and with this nice lady sitting right next to me now, Dr. Samira Umat. You'd love it. It's free. Plus, yes, we are giving you $100 of free professional grade, high quality, truly high quality, skincare products. So what a deal. You do it all online at bellamedica.com, or you can call on our toll-free number, 844-744-4844. 844-744-4844. Easy squeezy. Easy to do. Okay, let's take another call.
Let's go to Linwood and talk with Ed. Hey, Ed, welcome to the show.
Good morning, young people.
Good morning. How can we be of help, sir?
Let me take you off speaker.
Yes, please. Do.
Do I still come through okay?
Yep, yes, you come through fine.
Very good. I'm 87 years old, so the voice sounds like a male. That is correct. I have two easy questions for you. Easy in that you must have heard this once before. I have a prostate that is enlarged, which means it's hard to pee. What do you do at your location to improve that situation, if anything?
It depends on how big it is and how much urinary hesitancy you're getting and how close to obstruction you might be. You know, first step, above all, do no harm. If somebody comes in and their symptoms indicate they are close to obstructive symptoms, first thing we have to do is try to shrink the prostate some before we do things like DHEA and testosterone that might enlarge the prostate. You know, some of the things would be things like progesterone. Progesterone inhibits alters the reaction of the estrogen receptor A in the prostate. Changes it at 120-some different genetic loci and keeps it from triggering further prostate enlargement. So men's progesterone levels, if you bring them up to a more youthful range, it doesn't shrink the prostate, but it helps prevent the prostate from getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's step one, stop it from getting any bigger. And so progesterone in men is very useful for that. Then there are some medications we can use. There's the second generation alpha blockers, which were often used to help men urinate more efficiently. And over the course of 15 to 18 months, we'll give a smaller prostate. It'll cause the prostate to shrink by anywhere from 5 to 15% of its volume over about a year and a half. So it's not overnight, but it does help shrink the prostate size over time. In people that are really at risk of, you know, almost immediate obstruction, then you send them off to the surgeons,
mm-hmm.
and you open up that channel and give them more room to pee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, you know, prevention is always better. So if it's caught early, we get a better outcome as our patients are getting older rather than dealing with a large prostate that is causing hesitancy or obstruction currently.
Yeah.
Couple of supplements people ask about that we do use routinely are something like saw palmetto. So saw palmetto is very helpful for prostate health. And resveratrol as an antioxidant is also considered good. So might want to consider that. If your PSA is kind of tending upwards, you might want to consider something like dihydroxyindolemethane. It is helpful in reducing risk for prostate cancer.
Would you
Does that answer some of your questions?
Again, those two particular medications?
The supplements or the medications?
Yes.
She talked about the supplements.
Palmetto I'm taking. The others I did not, I do not have on my list.
The diindolemethane, the DIM.
DIM, yeah. DIM is what it's called. That's easy to look for, DIM. And if you look at our website, it's men's formula.
Yeah, we have one compound we call men's formula that actually has several things in it to help prevent the prostate from enlarging further.
What's that called on our website exactly?
Men's formula.
Just men's formula. Yeah. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. Well, don't we also have an ultimate or an
That's
optimal?
Ultimate optimal prostate.
Yes.
That's saw palmetto. That's our saw
palmetto.
Okay,
sorry. Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. All right. You had two questions, Ed. Real quickly, what's the second?
Blood pressure. What do you do to people who have every so often a very nice 120 over under six under 70 to 175 and 120?
Wow, that's a huge variation.
Yeah, that's a gigantic swing. First question, of course, is what are you doing when it goes up? Okay, because blood pressure is dynamic. It's always changing. If I check your pressure three times in an hour, I'll get three different readings. So it depends in part on what are you doing to cause vasospasm or to increase cardiac output. You know, if I'm bench pressing over 200 pounds, I promise you my blood pressure is way up, but I'm not going to check it at those moments.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are always taken before I get up.
Okay.
So I'm laying. Yeah. I have been laying. I put the cuff on. I wait 5 minutes, and then I take my reading.
Okay. And yet you'll get up from 170 sometimes and 120 other times? Wow.
Yes, for the large numbers.
Is there a...
around 120, 25, whatever. And other times I can be as high as 175 for the big number.
Yeah, that's a scary one. What I'd say is on those days, get up, walk around 5 minutes, now sit down 5 minutes and check it again.
I have done that, and I'm still at a high number, and other times I'm at a lower number. Other times I wake up, and I'm already at the low number.
Yeah.
You should keep a record of how many times this is happening in, say, a month, and then take it to your doctor. That labile hypertension is not good.
No, it's not.
Yeah, and if the 170 readings are occurring very frequently, then they may want to treat you.
The other thing would be to correlate your pulse rate with your pressures.
Yeah.
You need more than the pressure, so record your pulse rate.
The high 50s. 58 okay. or higher, up to 65, rarely over 65.
Okay, so you got great rates. But when you record the pressures, record the rates that are coincident with those pressures, do it every day for a month, and then let your doc take a look at the pattern. Because if you're running high very often, he's going to want to do something to block those spikes.
And we've got to go, Ed, but thank you for your call. Good luck with those issues. But
and
we're
you
glad.
Do a great service. Thank you.
Hey, you are welcome.
Thank you.
You know this music right here? We've been using this occasionally, but pretty regularly for almost 22 years. Man, I love this music. Brings back incredible memories. This program has been on the air for 22 years. Kind of crazy, huh? Hey, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be back before you know it. We'll be right back.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Don't believe the lie that you have to fall apart at the normal rate and see what your options really are. Check out the free longevity seminars at lmclinic.com.
Stay tuned for more.
Did you know coffee is the number two commodity in the world, only behind oil is number one? That's right. And with everyone staying at home as much as we are right now due to the pandemic, people are drinking more coffee than ever before. And Camino Island Coffee is the very best of the very best. Organic Arabica beans, fairly traded, of course, grown at high altitudes and in the shade, which makes all the difference in the world. With incredibly low acidity and flavor that is simply outstanding. And here's a special longevity offer for you. If you consider yourself a coffee connoisseur, or you simply want the very best cup of coffee available, try a full pound of Camino Island coffee for 99 cents. That's right, just 99 cents. You will taste the difference in your very first cup. A full pound for only 99 cents. Simply go to CaminoIslandCoffee.com/longevity. CaminoIslandCoffee.com/longevity.
The thing I like the most about everything that I've learned from Dr. Mixon is it all makes very logical and intuitive sense. It's not something I really have to wonder, well, I wonder if that's really true. It just, this whole encompassing approach always makes a lot of sense to me, and that's really what sold me on the whole package.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me.
Hey, yes. Yeah, we don't want to be as lonesome as Roger Miller here, but let me ask you. I'm not going to ask you.
Okay, ask me.
I'm going to ask you.
Okay, ask me.
And I'm pointing at her right now. People are always hearing me talk about the importance of the free health analysis appointments, but I'm going to give you 60 seconds. I know this is a surprise.
Yes.
But you talk, here we are at the beginning of the year. What are you telling our audience who maybe has been skeptical? How would you encourage them regarding whether they should make an appointment or not? Why should they?
Because it's a time for reflection on what's happening in their lives. You know, the new year is just a continuum for me, but it is a time to pause and reflect.
Sure.
And if there's anything in your own life's journey, in your health-related aspects that you are dissatisfied about, that you haven't quite achieved the best that you could have, no matter what it may be, then you need to talk to somebody who can actually help you get to your goals. Your goal should always be remain healthy and prevent disease. And I know you've told me always prevention is hard to sell. I'm not selling anything. All I'm saying is if you have not achieved satisfaction in your health journey, and health is important, health is everything, then we can help you get to where you want to go.
I agree 100%. I couldn't have said it better. You said it way better than I ever do. And
I'm not surprised at that.
And she didn't need your help or my help.
No.
Folks, this is just the bottom line. We love what we do. The doctors at Longevity Medical Clinic, Tacoma, Linwood, Kirkland, all love what they do, helping people, especially those who are not happy with the aging process. So, yeah, there's the preventive attitude, but we don't have too many 30-year-olds as patients. We wish we'd had more because it would make their rest of their life so much easier. But if you're in your 40s, 50s, 80s, 90s, and you're not happy, there are things you can do. That's what the free health analysis appointment is. It's the baby step. It's all it is. It's just a first little step to get the information so you can make an intelligent decision if you want to change the path you're on. So go to our website, lmclinic.com, and push the Schedule Now button. Make your own appointment. Or you can call 866-86-YOUNG. You can do that too. But most people do it online at lmclinic.com. Thank you. Job well done. Job well done. Let's take a call or two here before the end of the program.
Let us go to Lakewood and talk with Joanne. She's been holding the longest. Joanne, thank you for your patience.
Yeah, I am scheduled for chemotherapy for colon cancer, and I should be taking before and during.
I'm sorry.
She passed out. We lost you for a minute. I think she's asking what supplements should she be taking, what vitamins.
Is that what you were asking, dear?
That's correct, for colon cancer.
Okay. Now, have you had surgery? Have you had surgery for your cancer already?
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me what stage cancer you had?
Stage 3A.
All right. Okay. So 3A. So 3A. We've got a cancer. Yeah. So we've got a cancer that has spread out, you know, in places we don't want it to have spread.
That's they got it all in the foot of colon they took out, but it had spread to one lymph node.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least, yeah, there was one node they took out that had tumor in it. And
yes.
Our assumption is always there's more that we didn't see.
Yes.
Those cells start off as one cell out there somewhere, and there's no way to tell until, which is why they're going to irradiate or use chemotherapy, rather, to try to kill anything that's hiding out there.
Right.
Okay. You have to be cautious with supplements because depending on the chemo they use, some supplements or some of the chemo actually depends on oxidation to kill the cancer. And if you're using potent antioxidants, then it can interfere with the chemo. So, you know, to some extent, it depends on which chemo they're using. There are some supplements that are generally, for most people, actually can enhance the response to chemotherapy. And those would be things like alpha-lipoic acid. Alpha-lipoic acid has been shown to enhance the response to radiation and to many chemotherapies. But to really tell you whether it would be safe or not, I'd have to know what chemo they had in mind. Because the mechanism of action makes a difference, my dear. So, you know, I can't be terribly precise with the information I've got thus far. But
I don't start till March, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, but you can check with your doctor and see what their planned therapy is.
Okay.
Because the doctor already knows. They don't make this up as they go along. They plan it out well in advance, I promise you. And so if you can let me know what the chemo is, then I can at least take a look and see what supplements might enhance versus might get in the way of it. And so what I want you to do is check and see what your planned chemo is, and then go to our website, lmclinic.com, and send an email to me through the Contact Us, okay? lmclinic.com, go to Contact Us, send me a note, tell me what chemotherapeutic agents they plan to use, and then I can probably give you a better idea of what supplements would not get in the way.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You betcha, Joanne. Thank you for your call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Linwood and talk with Fern. Fern, welcome to the show. Thank you for holding.
Hello, Fern.
Hello. Hello. First, let me tell you, you are doing a great service to the people
who
live in this area with your program on Saturday.
Thank you.
And my problem is very weird. I woke up this morning and the tip of my tongue is bright red and it feels funny. And I wondered if that would be something that I should go to a doctor for or a pharmacist, or I don't know anything about why your tongue would get red on the end.
Well, something has inflamed it, obviously. The question is what? You know, hopefully
well,
you didn't just...
I have not bitten my tongue.
Okay, so you didn't bite it in the night. You didn't have anything that was highly acidic or irritating last night. You weren't eating,
pineapple.
Pineapple, something that has lipolytic enzymes. Okay,
no, I did some people get anything out of my normal diet at all last night.
Okay.
But I felt like there was... maybe for 3 or 4 days before this, your tongue is so sensitive. I said, did I have a hair sitting on my tongue somehow? My hair is quite long. It floats all over my face.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, maybe there's a hair on my tongue. So I examined it more than once. And no hair, just okay. The plain tongue. Yeah.
So it was just
and then
a...
suddenly
it was,
this
it,
morning, the one half...
Yeah, so it was just
it,
a sensation.
A half an inch is right on the very tip of my tongue is bright, bright red, and it feels funny. I wondered why... Go to the doctor for this, or is there something
I
could do?
Well, no, I don't know there's anything to do for it your own. My guess is that sensation of having a foreign body, a hair or something on your tongue, was the precursor. I mean, this was probably a viral infection or something that was starting, and what you were feeling was the prodrome before it got, you know, really bad. But... Yeah, so my guess is we're looking at an infectious process.
Okay.
And if it's just a virus, it'll probably clear on its own. Nevertheless, you know, it's pretty odd. And I go let a pro take a look at it. And if he wants to do a culture or something or maybe some blood work, that might be a smart thing to do.
Right, right. Well, I think I'll give it at least one day and see if,
unless it's spreading.
Anyway.
Yeah, unless it's spreading.
I won't do anything, but I was thinking of going down to the pharmacist here. I'm right next to a Bartel.
Mm-hmm. Well, doesn't hurt to walk down and let the pharmacist peek at it. Stick your tongue at him. If nothing else, you know, put your thumbs in your ears and wiggle your fingers at the same time. What the heck?
Good idea.
Pretend it's Halloween.
I'll tell him you
trick or treat, that, you know?
Dr. Mixon.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much.
I'm not going to die overnight.
I would be shocked if you died from this.
All right. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, this has been a good day, a fun day. Let me just end the program by saying thank you for listening. We even encourage you to just check out Longevity Medical Clinic on our website. Lots of good stuff there. I mentioned it earlier. We've got some videos there. The introduction to longevity, man, that is really, really good. Yes, it's 45 minutes long, but did you know that over 90% of the people who start that presentation, again, it's called Introduction to Longevity, over 90% finish it? That's unheard of. It's that good. You will love it, I promise. There's other things, the two stages of aging, other videos as well. Check it all out. But if you have been listening long enough and you already know, you need to take that first step. We're into a new year. Take that, just that baby step. We try to make it easy. It's a free health analysis appointment. And we give you two free tests, the blood test and the special in-body. Together, those tests, and you get the results while you're at your free health analysis appointment. Those results will help determine what some of your basic health risks are. You need that information. Then you can make a decision whether what is good or bad or indifferent, where you are. You need the information. And I encourage you to do it. We not only give you the two free tests, but we are still offering $100 of free longevity supplements just for coming in. So thank you. And I hope you'll do that. I hope the beginning of this year, you decide you're going to make this a year of change. It's possible. And again, you make your appointment by going to lmclinic.com. lmclinic.com. Push the schedule now button, and it's easy to do. You can make a free health analysis appointment in our Tacoma, Linwood, or Kirkland clinics. Easy. Easy to do. And you can even, if you don't have a computer, you can even call us at 866-86-YOUNG. 866-86-YOUNG. Thanks for being with us today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.